This morning?
Guess what today is?
Today is National Hot Chocolate Day.
I'll make some hot chocolate.
I'll make us some hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate? So, where's the hot chocolate?
That is the largest cup of hot chocolate.
Can that be National Hot
Chocolate?
Chocolate Day.
You know what would be great right now? Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate is ready.
It's showtime.
QKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
My name's Tom Morgan. What's your name?
Karina.
Karina what?
Car.
We shall introduce you to the class coming up.
Best songs on the radio. 94.1. WQKX.
In digital HD. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Happy Monday. We made it through another weekend. What a weekend it was at Spyglass. We'll talk about that, but we've got a new voice on the morning show.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Big smile. I love your smile already. This is going to be fun. Her name is Karina Carr. Tell us about yourself.
I actually grew up here outside of Sunbury. Went to Shikellamy High School out towards Seven Points is where we grew up.
Are we allowed to say what years?
Sure. Yeah.
Because you know how people are, well, what class?
Yeah. A few weeks, I turned 39. So I'm clinging on to that last year before all the black balloons go flying. But I graduated 2001. So.
Okay. And you worked here shortly after I left here.
I did. I did an internship here.
Did you really?
My senior year. And then got hired doing nights and weekends. Okay. And then I flew south, went to Nashville. I lived in Fairhope, Alabama. And most recently, Pensacola, Florida.
Wow. And you're home.
So
tell us, why come back to home? Is it family? Is it, it's not just the job, or is it? Is it?
It's a multitude. I mean, honestly, my parents, and God love them, I just got to say, they're rock stars. They basically, I did the one-way ticket trip. They did the round trip. They literally drove 15 hours down, and I thought, there's no way they're going to want to do anything once they get there. And they were like, what can we pack? What can we do? And I'm like, who are you people?
So they drove from Seven
yes.
Points to Florida yes. to get you.
Yes, 15 hours.
What, in a U-Haul truck or what?
Picked up the U-Haul truck down there. It was like a trailer on the back.
Okay.
So, and my dad has a big Yukon, so all the seats came out and it was all good. And it was like Beverly Hillbillies going from Florida to Pennsylvania.
Well, the next thing you know, yeah. Karina's a millionaire. Okay, so in here you are home. Now, we see it on social media a lot. Everybody complaining about how they hate winter and they want to move to Florida. What could you tell those people?
All places have their pros and cons. I mean, family, my parents are retired now, so I want to spend as much time with them as I can. And the reasons I left at 18 are totally different at almost 40. So the slower life, I was home about 4 or 5 weeks ago for Christmas and just driving around in the Jeep, just chilling. It was like, wow, people drive so much better here.
Oh, do they?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Pensacola. Oh, it's funny because they're all transplants. There's not a whole lot of, like,
right.
born here, bred here people.
Right.
And I'm just like, I can't stand it. And they fly like crazy. And they just, I don't know. They check their brains with their car doors, I swear.
So people hating on the 9 degrees we have up here in Blue Hill. We have a Florida woman doing a morning show in Sunbury, and she's happy to be home.
They would shut the state down. Like, they got frost the one morning, and they're like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? I even texted you. I'm like, I don't know. Everybody's losing their minds.
Yeah, and look at here. It's like, well, whatever.
My dad handed me an ice scraper as soon as he saw me.
Did he?
I threw mine away 20 years ago.
Very smart man. Okay. And I got to meet your parents at Spyglass.
Yes.
They were there Saturday for the Cabin Fever party. Lovely people. What did you think of Spyglass?
I love it. You know, actually, my parents, we grew up like a mile and a half down the road. So if you would have told me we'd have two wineries in that area, I would have been like, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Because things have changed since you've gone.
Yeah, ever since we came back and I've seen such growth there, I'm really excited. It's such a cool venue. Looking forward to the summer.
Oh, yeah, the summer concert series is a great time. You got to hang out a little bit with Tom Webb.
I did.
He's a mad scientist, I'm telling you. He's a genius, though.
He is a genius, yes.
He gets it done. And then just the listeners, like after the sun went down and the sledding was done, the party was going on inside Three Beards with Runaway Stroller, and people just coming up to you. I was fascinated with some people that remembered you from school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That must have made you feel good.
Yeah, so a lot of people that I recognized when I came in and then on in later. So it's kind of heartwarming to come home to familiar faces, and I'm looking forward to getting to know the new ones.
We're starting a new chapter right here with SBC Media and Morgan in the Morning, and I am just thrilled to have you sitting right next to me.
I'm excited, too. I mean, you've only been in radio, like, for a hot minute, so.
Was that a hot century? I don't remember. It was one of those.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late Night TV, Jimmy Fallon talks about the COVID testing. They're now going to make it available in liquor stores.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
New Hampshire is going to start selling rapid COVID tests at liquor stores. You'll know your uncle's got a problem when he's like, I tested a negative 75 times this week.
WQKX.
I got to ask you, did you watch the football? We're right out of the gate. We have Karina with us. I don't even know if you even like football. Do you even know what football is?
I love football.
Okay, good.
Penn State football.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, but this was NFL.
So does that mean you're just a college football person, or do you watch some NFL?
I watch some, but I lean more towards college.
Okay, because the NFL, of course, the playoffs, the conference championships yesterday. I know you're still unpacking. Did you have it on?
Yeah, we did. Like, my apartment no longer looks like a UPS sorting facility anymore, so we're gaining strength there. My family was over to help me hang stuff, because I'm horrible at that.
Hang stuff? What are you talking? Like, you mean pictures and TV?
Mm-hmm.
And
my old apartment looks like somebody shot it up with a gun. Like, seriously.
Oh, so you like a lot of wall fixtures.
Well, it's not that it's a lot. It's about getting it right. And then I'm like, nope, now I got to put a new hole. And then, it doesn't well.
So let me guess, your dad came over with the toolbox.
Oh, yeah. He had the leveler and the, stud finders and all,
You ever see one of these, Karina? It's a laser leveler. Pew, pew. Did he have one of those? Those are cool. I don't know how they work.
No, we're not that bougie. But No, he had the...
He's doing with the water bubbles?
Yes. Okay. Like, put it in the middle.
As soon as that bubble comes up in the middle, hang her up.
Of course, he had the measuring tape and all that stuff. But
your TV is working. It's up and running.
It is. And we were watching a little bit at Kansas City game.
Mm-hmm. Because, the cable guy, he'll say, I'll be there anywhere between Monday and Wednesday. Don't go anywhere.
No. Okay. I had that ready to go a week before. Right.
Well, the two games yesterday didn't disappoint us, even if you didn't have a team in the race. First, Cincinnati winning the AFC.
The kick is up. Yeah. It is good. Coffin nails.
Bam.
Coffin nails.
It is no fluke. It is a fact. The Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Super Bowl 56.
Now, most of us watched it on TV, but radio guys doing the game are so cheesy. I like them so much more.
They elongate everything. That's done! And you're like, take a breath.
Yes, European soccer or something. Now, in the later game, which wasn't that late, it was a 7 o'clock kickoff, it was the Rams, and wait, maybe the Rams aren't going? Maybe another upset?
Garoppolo. Under pressure, Donald got there in the air, intercepted by the Rams, and they may ride to the Super Bowl on that. And there's Traven Howard to end the game.
Now, there's the TV audio. Those guys, you can't beat them. Jimmy Garoppolo, dude, I'm sorry. Just go home and think about what you did. The Niners were winning all through the game. Rams win in the end, 2017.
I'm just glad to see two games, like two teams in the Super Bowl that are not the normal ones that you see about every 3 years.
You mean Tom Brady and whatever team he plays for and Kansas City. Or Kansas City. Get out. Yeah, that's a great point. So I think even though it's out of our area, the Super Bowl will be in L.A. and L.A. is playing in the Super Bowl. Even though all of that, I still think I'll watch. Will you watch?
Absolutely. It's a little later this year, too.
Yeah.
Day before Valentine's Day. Just saying. Yeah. Play your cards right.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
Did you get your first message already? What's this all about?
How cool is this? Tom Summers from Riverside celebrating 29 anniversaries of a new heart.
Oh, so he's not a birthday buddy. He has a heart.
Yes. 29 years ago, received a new heart. How cool is that?
Man, that's very cool. Tom, good luck, bud. I hope you got many, many more left in you. Should we start planning food for a Super Bowl party yet?
Absolutely.
How about a keg of chili? Stand by.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
Hey, that's a new voice. Her name's Karina. We'll tell you about her coming up, or better yet, Tell us about you. How's that?
We will.
Okay, we've got some viral comedy, too. You know that, you love it, and you don't want to live without it.
QKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
There's so much viral comedy from over the weekend that kind of resembles stupid news. We got to sort through this, all right?
And there it is.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hey, you know me. My name's Tom.
I'm Karina.
And she's new, and we're happy to have her.
New and old.
Yeah, let's just say new for now. You may have met her Saturday at the Cabin Fever Party at Spyglass. That was a blast. We shoehorned as many people into Three Beards as we possibly could.
It was packed.
So for people just rolling out of bed right now, maybe they weren't at Spyglass. Who is Karina Carr?
Went to Shikellamy High School, graduate 2001. Grew up outside of Sunbury in Seven Points, and then I flew south for a very long time, like 20 years.
20 years? You've been away from this place? Yes. What was it like coming back? Now, I know you're coming back for family, but I mean, what was it like? I'm sure you've driven around and looked around, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's just like riding a bike. You come back and it's like, oh, it's cold and it's snowy.
Right. Okay. Well, that's different than Florida, of course. But I mean, the streets.
A lot less traffic.
A lot less traffic yes. than you're used to, but not a lot less traffic than you left. Because no. Central PA is Central PA. We still don't have a bypass. We're still waiting.
No,
but we're closer.
But that was cool. That I live now in Lewisburg. So
okay.
That seeing that, because I've heard about it. I've heard, oh, it's so tall. You know, the bridge.
So you see
so,
all the ramps and everything.
Yeah.
Nobody's using them yet.
No, it's just there for fun.
Maybe late spring. So you're from Seven Points, you said. Mm-hmm. Right about there, 890 there, 61 yeah. there, somewhere out there.
Yeah, my church, United Lutheran there. It's Crossroads. That's kind of a point there that you can use this, like, the most dangerous intersection out there ever.
Uh-huh. And I met your mom and dad at Spyglass. They've been here all their lives.
Yeah, my mom is Kay and my dad is Bill, and I call my mom Polly Pocket because she's so little you could just put her right there in your pocket.
She's adorable too.
She is.
I was like, I just wanted to pick her up and take her home. Not pick her up as in pick her up at a bar, you know, you just pick her up. Anyway, and your dad, like, he's retired, so he's got to be enjoying life now.
He is. He loves to fish. He got a new fishing boat, and they have a dog that's like a horse. His name is Baxter, literally.
So that's a good dog to put on the fishing boat and take out on the lake or the river.
I always tell Mom, like, just slap a saddle on him and go.
There you go. Any brothers and sisters?
I have a sister, Melanie. She's 4 years older than me.
Ah, where's she at?
She's still here in the area.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. And aunts and uncles, you mentioned somebody's name and you said...
Oh, Uncle Dean and Aunt Donna. And
Aunt Donna was hanging pictures with you yesterday.
She was, yes. I think she just came for the snacks.
When will you officially be moved in?
I am officially pretty much moved in. I, like I said, yesterday they were hanging things because I'm horrible at that. I think it's straight and then I walk back and go, nope, that's a little crooked. And then I poke another hole and then, yeah.
So everything's unpacked? All your boxes?
Yeah.
Really?
We just took the, I know, my mom's like, it looks like you've lived here for 10 years, but that's just me. I just want to get it done so I can relax and chill.
Wow. Nice job. Every time I move, it takes like 3 months.
The bedroom's probably the last part that I need to do, but I need to find, actually, my landlord had an amazing new mattress for me, so that was nice.
What room? First thing.
Oh, the kitchen.
Me too.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, we got some viral comedy. Are you into this Bitcoin and all this like fake money thing? Because I don't get it.
No, I'm like a monkey doing a math problem. I have no idea what that is.
Well, if you take a comedian and you put him on video faking the Antique Roadshow with Bitcoin and all that NFT, here's what it sounds like.
How long has this been in your family?
Oh, about 16, 17 minutes now.
Wonderful. Where did you find this piece?
Well, I was planning to set fire to a couple of grand when I started rummaging around on the internet and just decided to buy this instead.
And have you had it appraised before?
Yes.
And who was that by?
Fartcoin on Twitter.
What if I told you the artist was using an algorithm that randomly generated various combinations of outfits and expressions with a focus on quantity over quality to maximize profits?
Look how pretty it is.
Are you going to hang it up somewhere nice?
Yeah.
I think I will too.
Yeah, that show annoys me, but that comedian was very funny. Look it up under Imaginary Antique Roadshow, and you'll find it. Viral comedy cut number two, Karina. Big snowstorm in Boston over the weekend.
If this was Florida, they'd be like, we're done. Let's just go home. Like,
yeah. Well, in Boston, they know how to take it. All 28 inches of snow. But still, they send TV reporters out into it to ask people stupid questions.
We just lost cable a little while ago, so that's why we went for a walk.
How long have you lived here for?
Like 20 years.
Where does this rank in terms of storms?
This was a pretty good one. Top five.
Have you heard the news about Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Not great.
I don't know. Is Gronk next?
Random.
Then, I guess.
Where are you guys trying to go right now?
We're trying to find an open Dunkin' Donuts.
So you send your television reporter out in a blizzard of 28 inches of snow, and you ask him, what do you think about Tom Brady?
Well, I kept seeing the news. They were like, continuing coverage of the snowstorm. I'm like, so what do you say? It's still snowing? Like,
yeah, and continuing coverage of Tom Brady. Where does it stop?
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. WQKX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll talk more with Karina. Like, where did you put your Tupperware? Was it above the sink or below the sink?
Oh, above.
More questions as we welcome Karina. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
It was announced that Mountain Dew's Baja Blast is being converted into a new alcoholic seltzer, which is then being converted into your third DUI.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yes.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go. And we're going to give it a go, Karina and I. Lynn Hall is not with us. She is under the weather.
Hope she feels better.
Uh-huh. I hope she's back soon. We usually do celebrity birthdays.
Yes.
Marcus Mumford.
Mumford and Sons.
Very good. 35 years old. He's the lead singer of Mumford and Sons. Tyler Hubbard. You might be familiar with this guy. I met him once. He's a really cool guy.
Yep. Florida Georgia Line. Very cool guys.
Mm-hmm. 35 years old today. Justin Timberlake. Did you watch the Janet Jackson thing over the weekend? She said she told him to hush up on that wardrobe malfunction.
Like after that incident happened, did you hear from Justin?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
We talked once, and he said, I you know, I don't know if I should come out and make a statement and this and that, or say something, I'd say, have something to say. And I said, listen, I don't want any drama for you. They're aiming all of this at me.
So she took the heat for the whole thing.
Bless her heart.
And it was really pre-planned between the two of them. Justin Timberlake, you naughty boy. He's 41 years old today. Bobby Moynihan from SNL is 45. If you're a big SNL fan. And if you want to go back into the 70s with us.
Break out the bell bottoms.
Yeah, with the rhinestones or without?
With, duh.
Oh, okay, sorry. Harry Casey is celebrating a birthday today, but you know him as KC. Song's so cheesy, we still like it, don't we?
And we still dance.
And that's why we have Flashback Friday. Anyway, happy birthday to Harry Casey, 71 years old
wow.
today. Can you believe that? Wow. He's older than me.
I was just going to say that.
Go ahead, say it. I don't feel bad. I mean, I'm okay with it.
He's got nothing on you, Tom Morgan.
There you go. All right, now we do the local celebs, or what do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
Yes, we do. Happy birthday to Brenton Fegley. He's 17 years old today.
Eric Tyson from Sunbury is 28. Happy birthday.
George Heim, Turbotville, 70 years old.
Jesse Briner is 29.
And happy birthday to Gina Horn from Danville, 42 years old today.
Priscilla Herman from Northumberland is 52.
And Russellia Herman is 52 years old as well. That's all I have.
I got a Facebook messenger, Tally Ziller from Bloomsburg, 25 years old today. Happy birthday.
All right, if you've got a birthday and you want it on the radio, all you got to do is Become a member of our text club. That's the easiest. Or you could always phone it in on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Email, I guess. Do you have an email yet?
I do. It's Karina at WQKX.com.
So we could do that. Or, you know what? We used to just say, use the snail mail if you find that that's...
We'll get it in a year.
Yeah, exactly. Each and every day at this time.
It's birthday buddies.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
You'll get to hang out with Movie Mike. He'll be on the way with his entertainment report. And how about some good news later this morning? What do you think?
We need a little more of that.
In today's day and age, we could use a lot more of that. Yeah, it's all on the way.
With Morgan in the Morning.
10 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Driven by Blaze Alexander in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. I'll get it sooner or later.
Well, we heard the news. I think it's time for some good news.
Yeah, we got a teen that saves two boys that fell into an icy lake.
That's got to be scary.
My adrenaline was going. My heart was pumping. So I kind of just went for it. He just went for it.
I mean,
and he's a hero. Also on the way, a couple that got married outside. Outdoor weddings happen all the time, but in a blizzard?
Yeah, no, you're going to need a heck of a jacket over that wedding dress.
Believe it or not, it's still good news, and it's coming up next. Also, Movie Mike's in the house. Mike, we know about Dr. Johnny Fever. Sad.
Very sad, yes. Another celebrity passing. 2022 has been rough for that so far.
Mm-hmm. Big WKRP and Cincinnati fan?
Absolutely. That was required viewing in my household growing up. Turn your magical.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
Dr. Johnny Fever is gone. You heard Movie Mike talk about it. We'll talk about it some more. And we'll meet this new girl. What's your name again?
It's Karita.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Maybe you know her from a long time ago. Not really long, but...
20 years.
20 years? We'll talk coming up next. Best songs on the radio.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Did you watch WKRP in Cincinnati?
I am not too familiar. I've seen a couple of YouTubes drop the turkey thing. And
Yeah, all that. What a great show, that's for sure. Baby, if you've ever wondered, it was making fun of radio, but we work in it every day and we make fun of ourselves, so it was okay. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati.
WKRP.
Howard Hessman, we've been talking about it all morning. He passed away over the weekend at age 81 after complications from colon surgery.
All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down.
The first episode of WKRP.
Dr. Johnny Fever and I am burning up in here. We all in critical condition, babies.
What does that even mean?
Where it hurts. Because I got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet.
My name is Mr. Moore, but you can call me by my first name, Mr.
Head of the class.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't start it, but we are going to finish it. I don't care if we have to work time and a half. I don't care if we have to work double time. But mark my words, we are going to nail these punks starting now.
Police Academy 2! So he wasn't just Johnny Fever, but if that's how we remember him, I guess that's okay, right?
He wore many hats.
Mm-hmm. So, morning DJ, or cop, or head of the class teacher. Mr. Moore, you can call me Mr.
Sounds like my resume.
Oh, Karina Carr, we could call you...
Well, I mean, I was a loan officer, bartender, radio, you know, just wearing...
Oh, I thought you were doing the name thing.
No.
Karina Carr, but we could call you.
Just Karina's good.
All right. Welcome to the studio. I think this is going to be so much fun for you people hearing the first time. Maybe you're on your way to work. Her name is Karina Carr, and you growed up around here, didn't you?
I grew up, right, yes.
Yeah, you sprouted out in Sunbury?
Yep, right outside in Seven Points. Chicoutimi grad, played basketball, a little AYSO soccer in middle school. I know you love that.
Yeah, soccer. I'm a soccer guy. And then after high school, you kind of traveled the radio world everywhere but WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Down in Nashville, I worked on a showboat called the General Jackson. And then I lived in Fairhope, Alabama, which is kind of the Lewisburg of the area down there. And Pensacola, Florida. I loved it. Blue Angels would fly over my apartment all the time and beautiful beaches. And it was great. But time to come home.
That Blue Angels flying over your apartment, it was cool? Really? I think after about the 10th time, I'd have enough.
Well, you know, so many people, they just spend years trying to catch them somewhere locally.
True.
But I had it all the time. But the first week I was there, they buzzed over my apartment and two of my paintings came off the wall. I was like, okay. And I worked overnight at that time. So I'm like, dude, I'm trying to sleep. Come on now.
Was the rent cheap? Just tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like planes that fly over your house all the time. They like jack down the price a little bit. Like, we'll give you a little evening out for the loudness you're about to hear.
What's the best part of moving back to Sunbury?
Family.
Oh, your mom and dad, aunts and uncles?
Yeah, we have a big family. Yeah, we grew up in about 200 some acres outside of Sunbury, and they're all here. I was the only black sheep that moved away.
Really? You were?
Yeah,
so
I was.
Wow. Yeah. Are the 200 acres still around, or did you sell them all off?
No, our whole family's there, but we have a nice Amish family that lives in my grandparents' house, and they take care of it so well. So
7 points.
Yeah, literally, there's 7 points.
Like, are there really seven points and 7 points?
Yes.
Okay, see, I wouldn't know.
They're really original with that name.
What do you call that area that has 7 points?
A bunch of roads.
Yeah, or 7 points.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Bill Maher has the late night TV, and there's some changes going on at the dollar store.
Ooh, that's big news.
I can't wait. Tom's Top 10, which Karina's going to chime in on. It's the top 10 excuses we make to get out of stuff.
Oh, I'm a pro at that.
It's all on the way.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
They're raising the price of everything at the dollar store to $1.25. They're getting very bougie about it. They're now calling their expired toothpaste vintage.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
A survey asked people for their go-to excuses when they want to get out of doing something. This could be you at work, or it could be in our lives. You ready to do this list?
I am. I'm trying to identify with some of them.
I know. So am I. It's kind of embarrassing, actually. Number one, I never use, but I am. I'm too tired. That's the number one excuse we use to get out of things.
We're all tired.
Yeah.
Number two, it's too cold.
Well, you could use that now because you moved here from Florida.
Yeah.
But it's going to expire sooner or later.
30-day warranty.
There you go. Here's number three. I forgot.
Get yourself some ginkgo biloba.
There you go. Okay.
Number four, I'll start tomorrow. Yeah, you said that yesterday.
Are you making fun of me? Because I'm a procrastinator. There you go. Number five is I didn't sleep well last night.
That's me every night.
Yeah, so how could that be an excuse? I don't know.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Yeah.
Number six, I'm trying to save money. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Again, I guess it depends. I guess it depends. And finally, this time around, I just can't be bothered. I never use I can't be bothered. Do you ever use it?
No. Because I don't want anybody saying that to me.
Okay. I guess I should use that around here. Then,
no, not going to fly.
Okay. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Oh, my. Hey, it's Tom and Karina Carr. She is a new member of the morning show. And are you having fun so far?
I'm having a blast. I can't believe I get to do this for a living. What were they thinking?
It ain't much of a living, but it's a living. Stay with us. High atop Blue Hill, it's Morgan in the Morning.
Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about the Wedding Expo. We broke in with the Cabin Fever Party.
That was fun.
Yeah, well, this is going to be fun, too. It's coming up in February. If you got that little rock on your hand at Christmas, we're going to hook you up with the Wedding Expo. Details on the way. And your phone is blowing up with friends that are hearing you on the radio. That's great.
Yes, it is. It's fun how you get a little following and they're wishing me well, and I appreciate it so much.
Sometimes they're in Florida. We'll talk about it coming up. WQKX.